This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. This morning, closing arguments are expected in the trial of Republican Senator Ted Stevens from Alaska. They will wrap up more than 4 weeks of a federal trial that's put the Senate's longest-serving Republican under the microscope. Stevens faces felony charges of lying on his financial disclosure forms about gifts worth more than $250,000. The jury is expected to start deliberating tomorrow, leaving less than 2 weeks until Stevens faces a tough re-election bid. Alaska Public Radio's Libby Casey is covering the trial, and she joins us now from Washington. Good morning, Libby.
Good morning.
So the senator, who has a reputation for having a fierce temper, spent 3 days on the stand. Do you want to describe his demeanor and how he defended himself?
Of course, when you're on the witness stand, you have two very different people questioning you, your own lawyer, who talks Stevens through his very reputable career, 40 years as a senator. Stevens was calm. He was, you know, sort of in control. But then it came time for cross-examination when the government took a stab at going through what maybe he did wrong, asking him about all these alleged gifts. And Stevens got a little testy on Friday. He has legal training. He's a lawyer by trade. And at times he would cut the prosecutioner off and correct her questions, and at one point he said, that question doesn't make sense. It's tautological, and which means repetitive. We all were like, okay, tautological. Like, you know, search the memory bank for that word. And otherwise, though, yesterday he was a little more restrained. He calmed down a little bit, and you could tell he was really trying to keep it in check because he wanted to show jurors his point of view and not lose them by showing his intense, incredible Hulk side.
It's fascinating that he is a lawyer to go on the stand. I'm also a lawyer. And in any criminal trial, defendant's testimony is always key. The jurors are going to weigh every single word that he said. What do you expect now in the closing arguments? If you could quickly sum up what prosecutors will say and what the defense will say.
Adora, you're so right. I think a lot of this really centers around Stevens' own testimony yesterday. Today, the government's going to come out and say he took a lot of little things that added up to $250,000 of gifts and concealed that from the public over a 7-year scheme. But the defense is going to say that the Honorable Senator Ted Stevens is innocent. He was ignorant of these gifts. And when he found out that additions had been made to his Alaskan home, he asked for invoices, and his wife was ultimately in charge of the money.
Two quick last questions. First, the jury makeup. Who is going to be deciding his fate?
Yeah, we have 16 jurors and alternates. We'll find out later as the jury goes into deliberations tomorrow who really the ultimate jurors are. But 12 of the 16 are African-American, which is a very different demographic than up in Alaska. It's a majority of women, very few white people. They've heard from people like Colin Powell, who obviously is one of America's most prominent African-American leaders, who spoke in favor of Stevens and is a character witness. We'll see how much that weighs.
Lastly, polls. How is he doing in his reelection bid?
You know, he's not doing too bad. He is pretty much neck and neck with his Democratic challenger, Anchorage Mayor Mark Begich. And one interesting fact, an Ivan Moore poll, that's a pollster in Alaska, showed that young people, 18 to 34-year-olds, are in favor of Stevens. So a lot is riding on the verdict that, you know, may come out in the next 2 weeks, but it's going to be tight.
Libby Casey, thank you as always.
Thank you so much.
Libby Casey reports for Alaska Public Radio Network, and she joined us from Washington, D.C.